Hi, everybody. This is our Saturday VBS program, Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. The day today is July 30th, 2016. And let's clear the date for everybody. Here we go. So releasing the energies from this date. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And let's energize the light beams on your monitor screen. And you want to bring them up naturally. And here we go. Use the word stronger to do that. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you have a situation going on in your life, something bothering you, then let's try to clear that away here. Depends how ingrained you are in that timeline. So you may have to do some timeline crashes on it. But here we go. Releasing the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Now let's clear away aliens that could be around you. We'll count to 100. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. They get a one-way ticket out of here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So we're planning to go to the light ship probably around 15 minutes before the hour. So turn it over to our co-host. Are you out there, Ann?
Yes, I am. Hi, Ron, and welcome, everyone. This is the Ron Amatron Creation Lightship Healing Show. Ron has a website, creationlightship.com. If you haven't been there yet, you will want to check that out after the show. And as Ron said, it is Saturday Night Live, which means we will be being bi-located to Creation Lightship, where we can request a physical healing. You might want to write that down now. You can do that, or when we go, you want to say it aloud, whatever you'd like the light beings to work on. So imagine you're going to the best doctor in the world, but you have to tell them what's wrong with you. For the trip to the light ship, you can make requests of certain rooms you might wish to visit. So you can send those or any other questions and comments you might have to clsquestions@yahoo.com or click the fast chat button on the BBS radio station page. So, Ron, thank you very much for clearing the date today. And there's a few things I wanted to bring up. Okay, so apparently there's a problem with the fast chat form page. So sorry about that. I guess just temporarily that's not in use. So you'll have to send things through clsquestions@yahoo.com for this show. But that'll be fixed quickly, I hope. So, Ron, we have a few things to go over. Last week you were talking about the moon, and you did a lot of clearings for us of the, you know, disconnecting us from the moon energies. And you also mentioned that there's been some activity with the special forces on the moon. So a listener wrote in to ask, would you like us to do any timeline crashes to help out with the backside of the moon issues?
That probably wouldn't hurt. What you want a timeline crash is typically aliens on the backside of the moon, and they're coming into our reality here. So whatever seems to work for you, you just don't want them to come in here through whatever the way they get to get here or to connect you to timelines that they're creating from there.
Okay.
So it's you'd have to specify the aliens creating timelines from the backside of the room. moon, I mean, you know, connecting to you. So that could help. As far as helping the time-traveling soldiers, I don't know what you could put in there for timeline crashing. Maybe somebody out there, one of the listeners, maybe they're doing that already. So if you have any ideas, maybe you can connect with us and let us know. So back to you, Ann.
Right. Well, I know last night I said, in reference to something else, that on the alien attack clearing, you do have a list of a lot of alien races. So maybe that would be helpful, because you're not sure which races are up there. Is that right, Ron?
That's correct, yes. I don't know.
Okay. Somebody did write in, too, the moon clearing is a great help. Shadows in my eyes have released. And then they added, the crystal skull clearing gives great clarity. And I had forgotten to mention that you gave that clearing away on last Sunday's 8-hour call. So we would love to hear from more people who have done the crystal skull removal clearing. Do you want to share anything about that, Ron?
I believe it's a $25 clearing. So both expos, there's always somebody selling little crystal skulls, might be a couple inches in diameter. There's always, not always, but I have seen people bringing in these, like, human-looking skulls, you know, in the expos, although it's hard to say if what they have is actually, I think there's like a dozen of them or 13 of them or something that they have found. But, you know, with the technology now, they could be probably replicated and maybe look like one of the original ones that people have. So, but regardless, people still want to see them. So you may want to, you know, do that skull clearing in case you've ever been to an expo and you got hooked up. A lot of people say to get the little small ones, you buy them, and then you talk to them and communicate with them, like having a pet or something, you know, and who knows what's coming into that energy and how they're being used, you know, to connect to you. So back to you.
Well, there are people that own big skulls, and they travel around and charge people to be alone in the room with it for a little while to, I think they say, get messages and upgrade your brain and that kind of thing. Okay, so back to, thank you for the clearings at the beginning of the show, but a listener sent in something very interesting that I think it's good for us to share, and people, I don't know if you want to clear us a little of this, and then maybe we can do it on the natal barcode and alien keyword. Today in history, President Eisenhower signs In God We Trust into law. On this day in 1956, 2 years after pushing to have the phrase under God inserted into the Pledge of Allegiance, President Dwight D. Eisenhower signs a law officially declaring In God We Trust to be the nation's official motto.
Okay, well, boy, I'll just do a clearing for the keywords there. So here we go. Releasing that energy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So maybe they needed that then to have that on the $1 bill, I guess. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know if other currency has it on there or not, but I know it's on the $1 bill. I just don't know. I don't think any of the states kind of went along with that, you know. They normally have their models of whatever they have on their flag, I think, you know, or on the license plates. California, we have a bear.
Well, Ron, I was thinking, you know, in case we have new listeners, someone might be saying to themselves, well, what's wrong with having In God We Trust or One Nation Under God in our pledge? So maybe you could just explain why we want to clear that.
Well, I heard that there's probably, 300 to 1,000 Indian gods. So which one would that be? Now, in Christianity, there's typically one. But forgetting Christianity, as you use the word God, what Indian God are you worshiping? You know? So we'll say we got 1,000, plus we have the Christian God, which they call Jesus. So now you have 101 gods, plus who knows what else is out there that other people's worshiped with the God name on it. So which one are you connecting to? So, you know, I would think the Eastern Indian gods would have deities, you know, would have a lot more horsepower because there's so many of them, you know. But anyway, they're all typically alien energies. And just look at some of the Eastern Indian deity god energies. You know, you have the thing with the elephant face, right? And then you have the one with the mini arms. I don't know, you know, all the different names on them, but they're not necessarily human-looking. So, and do you really want to trust anything? So coins have it also on the penny, In God We Trust, but what does that mean? You know? So anyway, back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Last night, we talked about vortexes, and you did a clearing for us. You took vortexes off our neck and I think our shoulders, too, if I'm correct. So we have a message about that. Thank you for the vortex clearing you did on our necks last night. I slept really great and feel relaxed and free of pain today. Look forward to next Saturday's healing call.
Yeah, that'll be a week from today, yes. Uh-huh.
Yes, that's at 11 a.m. Pacific time. The cost is $30, and it's to remove vortexes. And it should be a wonderful call if you can be on a live healing call with Ron. It's really a very special experience. And you pay for that by going to his website, creationlightship.com, and clicking on one of the donate buttons, and pay the $30 and then send your PayPal receipt to creationlightship@yahoo.com, and Ron will send you the contact information, which is a phone number and a PIN number that you dial. Okay. And last night we went over your special deal that you give us, Ron, so that we can purchase more healings, either for ourselves or our loved ones, and keep going with the very important whole lifetime clearings that you offer on your website. And I'd like to go over the list of what the top ones are so that people who are new can keep hearing this, because it's so important to do them. It's the number one, always, is the emotional, whole life emotional clearing. Then the whole life fear clearing, the whole life mental clearing, the whole life cellular mental clearing, the whole life entity clearing, and the depression clearing. And Ron, can you tell people also how it's that it is important to do it as do the unlimited version?
Yeah, once you do the clearing, it clears your whole life. That's great. But you're still living after it's cleared. And people can reinfect you by communicating with you, or you watch a TV program or something. So what is cleared from you, if you don't watch TV or the radio or see people, for them to trigger your DNA that's not activated yet, then you're good to go. But normally, people can start to reactivate and infect you over again. So you want to just stay current with that particular clearing so that your energetic body is cleared out. That's the reason why you get the unlimited version. And with that, you will just type in what your situation would be, incident, and, you know, maybe how far back you want to go on that. So, you know, if somebody called you 2 weeks ago and, you know, said that they saw, you know, something that was distressful to you, and now you're just thinking about it and you want to get the unlimited, then go back, you know, a couple of weeks and put it in there, what distressed you, and do the two-week portion, and then from there hit it, and you're done very quickly. So normally most people are no longer, you know, are going to be on it for maybe a minute or two at the most. And, you know, it's good just to keep current with it all the time. Some people just do it daily because they enjoy it and they can feel the energy leave their body. Once you start getting more clearings, you become more in tune with your physical body, and it sort of talks to you, you know, more than most people because you're in tune with it now, and you're in tune with your spirit. So back to you.
Okay. So, Ron, if, for instance, you had, as a young person, or could even go into adulthood, kind of crush or infatuation with a famous person, like a movie star or a music star, how would you suggest we clear that? Ron?
Yeah, I think the last person that died, I think, maybe it was Robin Williams that everybody knew about, so maybe... you're very fond of him in the movies. Maybe you, you know, liked Elvis Presley, and he's no longer around. And so when you hear him sing or think about him or whatever, and maybe you had a, you know, a little crush on the person, so it really hurts you energetically with your heart center. So you probably want to do maybe a trauma clearing. That's what I would think you would want to have. So let's I'll just do a sample of that. So think of your, or maybe it was Prince. That's the newest one, I think. Prince, and then you also have maybe Michael Jackson. You know, some of the other band members, you know, are no longer here. Like some of the Eagles aren't and stuff. But anyway, let's just do a clearing for what one particular movie star or singer that you're fond of, and you maybe still, you know, either like watching their particular movies or singing, or, you know, you just feel like it's painful. But here we go. Let's do a trauma clearing. This is great for people who have the unlimited, because you can go on there right now and do an unlimited clearing for that person. And then you'd go in and actually do for yourself, maybe from the time that they maybe passed on or something. So if you don't know, maybe within the last 10 years, just go 10 years and run that through to release the energy from that person. So the person's name would be in the incident box. And you could put their name maybe with heartache or something. So here we go. Think of that person, which probably gave you trauma. It could even be grief. Maybe it's a grief one that you need. So here we go. It's your choice here. So releasing the energy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So there we go. We have David Bowie, too. That's one that came up. So it's... it depends how you relate it to hearing these people, and, you know, it's for some people it can be very, very sad. And it could even be somebody, maybe you hear the name JFK come up, and that bothers you. So you may want to go in and do a clearing, you know, for that particular name. And I believe he was taken out in 1963, I believe. So it depends how old you were. They want to clear that off. I'll just do JFK. I will do it for maybe sadness. I'll just switch over to a sadness clearing. And we got John Lennon, too. Well, let's do JFK. So here we go. Releasing that energy. And you may want to do it more than one time here. Sometimes it can get kind of sticky. As you see a person a lot on the news and they bring stuff up, and we have a lot of movies about him. So here we go. Releasing that. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There we go. And back to you, Ann. That was pretty heavy, that one. So that means that there's a lot of information out in the media and the news about that, even though they're not talking about it today. There's a lot of energy and energy connections to that. And the reason why you want to clear it is not only inside of your energetic body, it's also a way as keywords or a keyword that the aliens can attach to you. Remember, we have those keywords that you want to clear. So back to you, Ann.
Right, and I thought also of the grief clearing, Ron, because I think, it's kind of a funny emotional thing that you have an attachment to a person who you've never even met or maybe seen even in person, but you do, in fact, have that emotional attachment. And wouldn't that be, if you have a name like that that resonates a hurt for you, wouldn't that be a good thing to kind of hit on a few different clearings that you might have, emotional and mental? And
Yeah, definitely. You may want to do them all on that. You don't know how you're hooked up, you know?
Right, and if you can find the date that the person passed away, that would be good to clear too, right?
Because you may have had that impact on that particular day, you know, and that could be stuck with you as those key numbers. That's why we clear the days on the beginning of the programs now, because that the day means something. So, and it's normally related to the past. And well, everything would be the past because we're in the present moment. So we're right now in the now. And when the show started, that's past. But if you're in the now, you don't know when the show started because you won't have much of a memory of that because you're just going, probably 5 minutes at a time here and the rest is out of your memory. That's the way it's supposed to be. You don't have any traumas. But, yeah, that's a good thing to see. So, and to look at. So, back to you.
Okay. Ron sometimes recommends movies for us to see that kind of show us how we can see what's really going on our planet. So two listeners wrote in about cartoons. There's a cartoon called Steven Universe. It's a kid who travels with aliens who help him protect Earth. And Uncle Grandpa, I guess that's a different one, is a time traveler. So they're recommending that. And then another listener wrote in, for those interested, Rick and Morty Season 2 is available on Hulu streaming service. This is an animated cartoon that precisely depicts the alien activity that Ron talks about in the show.
Well, great.
And I know we've mentioned, we've definitely mentioned Rick and Morty before, but I've never heard of those other two cartoons, so we'll have to look for those two. Rick and Morty is very funny, and also I agree with what the listener said. It's a little on the crude side, so if you're easily offended, it's not for you, but it's funny.
Special words that only have one meaning, right, or something. Turns out are universally known by everybody.
Okay. Yes, one listener wrote in that they found those clearings you just did, Ron, also to be heavy. And also that, too, we mentioned John Lennon and JFK were both assassinations. So they're kind of, I mean, they were even worse and more shocking, I guess, than, well, it's never, it's always shocking. Okay, so recently you have told us that we can have space holders put into our bodies by using the alien keyword intercept to write that in, and a listener's asking, how many minutes should that be run?
Personally, probably 5 seconds would be enough.
Okay, so that would be one minute. I don't think you can do 5 seconds on there.
No, you can't, I don't think, but yeah, a minute is plenty.
Okay. And another question about one of the new free healings, basically, that you've given us, which is to rerun all of your whole life healings that you have already purchased as unlimited to clear shackles, put that next to your name, and also vortexes. So this person has a great question. Could we use this, the shackle removal and vortex removal, in the unlimited soul family and the ancestral clearings? I think they mean the seven generations. Can we do that in other things on the website beside the whole life clearing?
Boy. That's a little complicated for me to find that energy. So I would say right now, no.
Okay, so just stick to the whole life.
Yeah, just stick clearing. To that, yes. Uh-huh.
Got it.
Maybe later on we'll see if I can do that or not. But right now it just looks like it's energetically very complicated to go into the seven generational.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense.
But at this point, I'd say no.
That makes sense. Okay, and I want to just get to all of the very nice testimonials we got in, Ron. Last night, you cleared that sunken ship, the ship that had sunk on yesterday's date. And a listener wrote in, after the show, my head felt weird. I ran the entity clearing for 8 hours to clear entities that have drowned. And I put in the alien keyword intercept, you sunk my battleship. I played that game as a kid. I'm grateful. Mm. Thank you. Yeah, that's that game that they also made into a movie called Battleship, I believe. So that was a great idea.
Yeah, very good idea, yeah, that they would attach to you by watching that. You know, we mentioned that in other programs, as you watch, you know, it's like the media clearing. You see something, and what you're seeing sticks to you along with everybody else that's watching it. So the people are on a mass mind consciousness, and you get drug into that, and whatever their thoughts are, like how bad this thing is, you're now involved with something very, very bad, even though you didn't think it was, but that's their consciousness, and you get drug into it. And so, yeah, if you played that game, which I never knew about, but if they had a game with that, geez.
And on the commercial, anyway, I guess you said it during the game. I never played it, but they showed kids saying, you sunk my battleship.
And oh, dear. Bringing up hate again. A game. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Okay. Shall I continue? So anyway, you cleared the last night, Ron. You cleared us all of drown, you know, if we had drowned in the past. And a lot of people felt that. I don't know if anyone else has any effects from the drowning clearing. We, of course, love to hear from you. So shall I keep going?
Keep on going, yeah, that'd be good.
Okay, so again, back to the vortex clearings. A listener is asking, should we still be doing that, clearing vortexes on our whole life clearings? And, of course, the answer to that is yes, as you just said. But their other question is there something else we need to enter, like a certain area of the body?
I would suggest maybe where you have pain in your body, that might be helpful.
Okay.
No. Or maybe if you had an accident someplace, scars or, you know, a cut or something that bothered you or whatever. Maybe you fell down as a child and hit your head and had a headache for a couple of weeks, you know. You know, that could be also attached to vortexes. So remember, your past is always with you, and that's why we do clearings, to release your past. And the past, you know, also gets affected in and through your energetic bodies. So that's what triggers the DNA to get activated when you go through something. Or it's already in you and it's right, and because now it's in your auric field, you're transmitting that, and sure enough, you know, you may know about it a little bit, maybe not a whole lot, but then all of a sudden you get a self-fulfilling prophecy, you know, like, uh-oh, I knew that was coming, and here it is. Yeah, I knew that. You know, that's what happens to a lot of people. They have that extra sense that trouble's on it, lurking around the corner or something, and that's only because they're viewing the timeline. And or they're transmitting that in the auric field, having somebody, you know, do a contract with you to get problems. So, back to you.
Okay. We have a couple of, we're getting closer to the time that we're going to go to Creation Lightship. So, again, if you have any requests for certain rooms you'd like us to visit, please send those in. So last night I read a message from someone who'd lost their job, Ron, and you talked about that quite a bit, and a listener sent in a suggestion. Do the alien to light on the people who betrayed you and the be here now on them. Bring their spirit back and help release the programs that are running them. So thank you, listener. That's another great suggestion. And we have a couple of Crystal Skull testimonials just came in. So blessed that you had that clearing years ago. I was one who had a visit with one of those skulls, and my own mini one, and books, and the movie Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skulls, and used that whenever it was Halloween, I guess, or saw images of skulls on shirts and so forth. So it felt like getting death barcodes off me, but at the time I didn't realize how much that clearing did for me. So I guess this person has the history of crystal skulls in their life, so it was really helpful for them. So if anyone else has that, it's a good one to do. Okay, we had a question, Ron, about just asking, would you please discuss the creativity clearing? And I was wondering if you could talk about creativity, how important that is in our lives, and basically that we're supposed to be creative people, as you've said here, we're supposed to be having a creative time. And so what healings do you have, or does Creation Lightship have, that can help us with our creativity?
Yeah, you have. Okay, the creativity is a clearing to maybe help you release blockages, you know, that's preventing your creativity, you know, to flow. Another one would be the IQ clearing. Education clearing is another one. And it looks like I'm thinking of the spirit fetus infusion. So all those could bring forth maybe an extra edge in your life on your creativity. So if you feel blocked or stymied or something, you may want to look into those clearings. And a lot of people do the creativity clearing and the education clearing at least once a month to stay on top of it. So you may want to look at that to see how that's going to help you. It will help you. From there, you know, there may be something that, you know, is in the self-empowerment clearing that has, you know, over 30 different types of energies there. Maybe one of those is blocking you too. So, or maybe you just need a little bit of help. Well, I guess the whole thing would be, how do you become more productive here with creativity? And all those clearings could give you benefit. So, I guess we're getting close to going to the light ship here. Any other emails out there? Or
yes, Ron. I just wanted to ask first, I was reading the room requests for later. Did you mention the fetus infusion, fetus spirit infusion clearing for creativity?
I believe I did, yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay, good. I just wanted to be sure we mentioned the whole four of them. Okay, so on a lot of the calls that you've been doing lately, the healing calls, and even on these radio shows, you have been clearing us of octopus energy, black widow energy, and that black mist, which is somewhat, there's a black mist clearing on your website, but you saw a different black mist at one point. You cleared us from that. And I'm wondering if people have any comments or have noticed any changes or improvements from having these things cleared off of us. I don't know if you want to talk about that, Ron, and maybe do a little sample for us.
Yeah, I'll do one of those. Which one do you think would be good to do?
Well, do you think, I think octopus, because it seems to be so prevalent, and it might be the one I feel, I just got the hit that might do the most damage. I don't know if I'm right about that.
I know we were battling them a couple months ago a lot. So here we go. Octopus energies. And these are inside of your body. Could be any length of tentacles. I've seen them up to probably about 25 foot in length that curl around your body. So you have eight of those. That's quite a bit. And here we go. Let's just release those energies from around your neck and your around your chest. We'll see if your breathing improves. So here we go, releasing the first octopus tentacle. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 2. Boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 4. Boy, that's on your throat. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And the last tentacle, number 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And I've got to take the body out. So here we go, releasing the body out of you. Boy. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, there, it's out. Great. And we'll get rid of the poisons now. So I'll count to 20 to release the poison. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. Okay, so let's see how that's feeling for everybody. You may want to send in a comment if that does feel feels better for you. Maybe your breathing's better. Maybe a better posture. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Yes, we would like to hear about that. And I remember people found that black mist you were clearing was quite powerful, Ron. Do you think that was something that was on us just at that time, or is that something that's still hanging around, or what?
I think it's still hanging around, not quite as much, we'll say.
Good.
I'd say we probably get rid of about 40% of it. So, you know, that's good, but it's still around.
And do you notice?
Yeah, I'll do a quick release on that. So we'll work again with your breathing. So here we go, releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So that's sort of how the aliens come in and the demons come in, if you want to use those words. I think demons are more or less term that a lot of the Christians use, falling angels, etc. You might put that into the, you know, the same type of energy. I think it's probably different, but it doesn't make any difference from that. It's still creatures, we'll call it. And, you know, remember that they can stop time and do whatever they want and bring this energy into you. So if you've ever seen, you know, that mist energy come in, it's kind of weird looking. It just kind of, you look up in the clouds and you see this kind of like spider web type of cloud energy, like you would see maybe in an attic. You put a flashlight around, you see like, you know, the dirt attached to a spider web. That's kind of how it looks in a sense. And it'll come in and all of a sudden just leave out of nowhere. And it comes in out of nowhere. So, and, you know, hard to say what it's doing. Let's go to the light ship, I guess, and we'll see if we have any comments. So you're going to be out of time going to the light ship. Boy, ugh. And think of your one issue. This only works live on this program. If you're listening to an archive, then you're going to feel the wonderful peace energy. So here we go. Bringing up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. And here we go. Going up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we always go to the hot tub room and the floating magnet room. So we're in there now having healings. Request your healing out loud. You can whisper it if you wish. And we have green mud detox, so we'll go into the hot tub room for that with the green mud detox. Here we go. And we're in there now. And we're going into the centrifuge room. So I'll use the word stronger to increase the energy around you to release something that's kind of stubborn in you that you have a hard time getting rid of. So here we go, releasing that. 1, 2, 3. They're perfect for locked in. So stronger, 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 and stronger. This is kind of more ingrained in your mind energy. Let's go into the floating magnet room. And here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So I'll just clarify the centrifuge room a little bit for newbies or even oldies here. So here we go. The centrifuge room, since the light doesn't work in darkness and we go there trying to find something, what it's actually doing as you go up there and that part of your body is no longer there, it's missing, we'll say, okay? Because it's down here in darkness. And so the centrifuge room can put light into that area, kind of much like the space holders would do, but this is an active energy. Space holders are just inactive. They just hold space. This energy will go into that location, and each time you come up and down onto the light ship and back again here, you're getting a healing with the light coming back into your body to help break up, loosen, if you would, the energy that's very stubborn in you. And that's the way that works. So here we go. I'll bring in more of the floating magnet energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we got about, it's like four more we'll go into before we come back. So we're going to go into the deer room and dolphins. So request your healing. Bringing these forth these energies, there's three each of them. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And next we have elephants, and then we have goats, baby goats. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And then we'll go to a room in the light ship that has real stars. Okay, so we're going in there right now, and you can actually see what a real star looks like as opposed to the holographic maybe ships that you're seeing up there or whatever you want to call them, you know, twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. You know, you don't know what they are. So So here we go. These are real stars. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. These are stars from, the light ship creation energy and how they would look if they were real as you're viewing them right now. We're going to come back from the light ship, getting your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants, and coming back down. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll see how Anne's doing. Are you doing okay, Anne?
I'm very okay, Ron. More than okay, just very relaxed and peaceful. So, as always, that was wonderful. Thank you so much. And thank you, listeners, for requesting all those great rooms. We have another testimonial. I forgot to read the second crystal skull testimonial that we got, Ron. I felt an interesting rush of, I would say, knowing, like a clearing of the brain and an energy lift, which lasted about 2 hours. Thank you. Well, that makes perfect sense to me, because that's what those skulls do, is connect to your brain.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, that's, I understand that one.
Okay. So do you see all of us, Ron, up on that light ship?
If I look, yes, I do see bodies. I don't always focus directly on them, but I do see bodies, yes. Uh-huh.
Great. Okay, another testimonial. Hello, Ron. So grateful to you for the two deceased loved ones' clearings. My grandmother passed away at age 90. Instead of traveling to the funeral and sending flowers, I immediately went to CLS and purchased the spirit and emotional body retrievals for deceased loved ones. This is the best gift you can give someone. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, someone else helping the person we talked about last night who lost their job. It may have been someone else going on a job interview. Just wait until you get the interviewer's name and then enter the name into some clearings you want to do for them. And no, I think that's a great idea. Okay. And
maybe you could even have somebody at your house, You go in and you find out who the person is and you give a quick phone call. Or maybe you could have your clearing up to bring the mind to heart drop, the alien release one that we have. Put it on your cell phone and just have it really low. Maybe you can bring a little briefcase in or something, just so you can barely hear it. It'll work. And the room might be noisy anyway. And if you put it on the floor, maybe it'll chase the aliens out of the person who's talking to you, and you get the job. Who knows?
Right. Okay, someone wrote in, a listener, about healing their families. Can you please comment on what we should do or refrain from doing? I'm someone who wants everyone to be healed, but they also say, I know I need to heal myself first.
It's kind of hard to talk about it. First thing is that everybody is unique to themselves, and they need to be conscious enough to know that they maybe need a clearing unless you do it for them. So that could be difficult because maybe a lot of people, family members, don't even know what you're talking about. So they wouldn't even understand it. So, you could do, the clearing for them, like for half price for one person, as you do another one, go back and forth. But people have to be responsible for their life. That's what it amounts to. If you wanted to do clearings for somebody, there's no reason why you can't. But to have that yearning to do everybody in your family, and you know, maybe you have four brothers and sisters and your parents are still living, and so right away, you know, there's six people that you'd like to clear, and maybe you're unemployed. Well, you know, tell them about it. You know, they have a chance. So, you know, it's hard to, plus you're in emotions, okay? So that's the bottom line. You want to do the emotional clearing to get out of emotions, and then you can have a different way of looking at it. But, you know, everybody does have free choice, free will, and maybe that free choice, free will is the aliens' agenda, taking away their free choice, free will, thinking that they do have free choice, free will, because they tell you no. You know, so it may not be them talking. That's the mental body. So you're dealing with the mental body, not dealing with the spirit. The spirit always says yes. So, yeah, it does get to be a little complicated, especially if you have a lot of friends and stuff and they just don't want to do it. Well, that's, you know, that's their free choice, free will, if they wish to feel better. You know, if you approach it differently, you would be able to maybe do it for them, or just tell them that you need, you know, $150 or something to do a clearing on them. And it's going to help them, and see if they will part with that money to have an emotional clearing. So, you know, it's hard to bridge that gap with people. You know, definitely do the 2,000 year, you know, darkness barcode. At least do the last 100 years on the person, and that might help them out too. But, you know, if they're very emotional and you can get in that way and just say, you know what, there's a clearing that I can do for you to help you out with your emotional, you know, ups and downs, roller coaster ride. And, you know, just figure out what their age is. And if it's a half price, then figure that out and say that you would like to do it for them, but they got to pay you. And that's one way to approach it. So, remember, but it's up to them if they're willing to do that, but you can always do it for them. But it is complicated. Naturally, everybody on the planet should have their emotional clearing done. But especially people who are planning to do big things, you know, in the future, maybe they've got great ideas and stuff, but the emotions will block them and stop them, because right away with the emotions, they're running alien energies. So the aliens will connect to that person, and they'll be doing what the aliens want rather than what they would like to do themselves. They're not using their spirit to guide them. They're using mind energy, working through the emotions. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. A listener is writing in that it's kind of a long message, but they're asking a lot of questions about channeling and getting messages and why this person's son is getting messages and that kind of thing, and sort of saying, I know this probably isn't what you want to discuss on the show, and that is true, but though the person is doing some healing, so that's terrific. The best advice I could give you when you feel confused about what Ron is saying, listen to the same show over again. Go back into the archives and listen to the shows, because all the information is there, and to me, there's a lot of information, but Ron is very, very clear when he describes things. He couldn't be more down-to-earth and plain talking, and I understand that sometimes if you're new, yes, you might feel confused and overwhelmed, but that's the best, and also go to the website and run the free healings and listen to some of the recordings that are there and on YouTube. Is that right, Ron? Do you have any other suggestions for the people that are writing in?
Well, yeah, once you realize that things come through to you through your mind, okay, so you're typically either getting thoughts about doing something, or maybe you're getting words and, you know, into your head, we'll say, and it's, you know, that could go along with channeling. You know, something is wanting to use your body take your body over. And there's a fine line there. Some people say, well, yeah, but I'm still conscious and I'm getting all this message and I can speak, you know, a foreign language and I know what I'm saying. Well, you're still being taken over, you know. So at that point, something is coming into you, kicking out your spirit, and they're coming in. If you ever watch anybody who does channeling, you're going to notice that your body kind of shivers at some point. As you're preparing, and then something steps in. And, you know, like I say, you know, could the information be good and wonderful? Yeah, it can be. It could be, you know, very truthful. But, you know, what is in that message to hook you up with the keywords, you know? So, and maybe what product is that person trying to sell? You know, sometimes, you know, in group channeling, there's somebody selling some kind of new giveaways, you know, and after about an hour of channeling, the person will say, oh, yeah, by the way, you know, Betsy over here is selling this a water energizer wand or something, and it's very good to buy. You should have one, you know, or whatever. You know, that's kind of what happens on some of the channelings. And plus, you know, the main thing is it should not be coming to you. Anything outside of yourself is not of the light. The light will never come to you because you already have your spirit. So whatever you're getting, the thing you're getting messages from angels or whatever, they don't exist only in darkness because there's nothing here that's, you know, everything here, if you get into your spirit, it's going to have much more information than the channelers are going to give you, and it will guide you for what you're choosing to do with your creativity. So the channelers can't put you once you or sidetrack you into doing something else that you really don't care to do because your spirit picks your body and it looks at the DNA and finds your talents. So, you know, if that's sort of how you need to look at how to connect to your own spirit. What did you come to do? What did you enjoy doing as a child? And that's typically what you're going to be doing as you get older, if you can hang on to those particular energies. That's not completely 100%, but it's a really good indication. And so anything outside of yourself is going to be from the alien agenda. Doesn't matter how they color it or they talk about it, or somebody says, oh, man, I see this angel stepping into you and you're looking different, you're glowing. Well, that's all the light of the darkness energies. So get on the alien attack page and, you know, see if you can get a clearing on there to get rid of these things. And by all means, do all those free clearings that we have. They're all typically alien-based to get stuff off of you, especially the head connectors. So, you know, if you start learning more, you're going to say, yeah, it's not coming from me. I'm getting this thought. Where's it coming from? I didn't want to think of this here. And that's the bottom line. Thoughts are from darkness. That's the dark side mind control coming to you. You should be peaceful without any thoughts. So once you start looking at it and understanding, in fact, I think we have on the website a page we handed out at the expos. There is a page somewhere on there that shows a contrast between light versus darkness. And there's maybe about 15 issues on both sides telling you what the difference is and what the light is and what the darkness is doing to portray or to sidetrack you thinking that, you know, the darkness is giving you something. Light never gives you anything. There's no emotional feeling to light. And so you're not going to have any ahas or, you know, when the light's with you, you're not going to be crying and feeling happy and really good. It just is neutral. Because if it had those attributes, then it would be darkness because it would be bringing forth programs to activate your body from the past. Remember, when you're in neutral, in the moment, at peace, there's no past history to activate. And that's the difference we have versus other particular healing modalities. I use your spirit to bring forth the energies with you. And your spirit will always say yes to a healing with light. If it's with darkness, it'll say no, but the mind control will get it. And they can clone and put a dark side spirit in you. And you can think that your spirit's talking to you, you know, and doing all this stuff for you. You won't have any knowledge at all when you're in light, in peace, of what your spirit is doing. You may have information just show up out of nowhere to help you, and that's your spirit doing work for you. And that's the best way to kind of talk about it. So I'm 99.9% correct there. You know, so anyway, back to you, Ann.
Okay, yes. And just so people know, too, the administrator of our website and the co-hosts don't have time to write, long emails back explaining things to people. We feel that, and, Ron, too, that there's, I think you've said something like 2,000 hours, Ron, of radio shows we've done, and everything is explained on all these shows. And now, they're there. You can listen anytime.
That's our book. So,
and you know, the last 3 weeks or so, boy, every show has been so important and full of really important information to get. So I recommend, listening to those shows. So we're getting near the end, Ron.
Yeah, and if you have a question on a show, let us know what show you're listening to and maybe where the confusion is. You know, maybe you heard it one way, selective listening, so listen to it again. And if you want us to elaborate, to talk about the subject on an email and what show you listen to, so we can tell the listeners to check it out. And then from there, we can talk about it on another show, maybe the adjacent show when we bring it up. So happy to do that. And I guess we'll do the mind to heart drop here. So, you want to command your spirit out loud to take the thoughts in your head. So, we'll do that. So, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head and drop them into my heart. Very, very simple. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. So, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2 and 1. Okay, everybody. Thank you, blessings, and hope you enjoyed the program tonight. Our next VBS program will be Monday, 4 o'clock Pacific on Station 1. Bye, everyone. Thank you, everybody. Good evening.
Bye. Thanks, Ron.